wound that clock up and haven't set it correctly, so it's all wrong. But the electric clock over there thinks
almost right. Oh, that's okay. There is a support that a carpenter will use, and it looks something like this. Do you know a name for that? That's what it looks like. And you put boards across
it. Ladder?
No, that's something you go up on. Uh-huh. This is just something like that he might use to lie boards across. And sometimes at church picnics, they'll use them to put the food on. Do you know a name for that?
I know, but I can't think of it now.
Okay, well, there's something almost like that that's shaped sort of like this. And a log can lie across the top of it. Like if you want to support wood or something, do you know what that's called?
I can't think if I know.
Okay, have you ever heard any of these called like a sawhorse or a trestle or something like that? Have you ever heard any of those names?
Not often, but I have heard.
Okay. If you've got a thing that has wheels on it, and it's like a baby bed, except it has wheels on it. What do you call that? Like, and you can push the baby around in it.
A playpen?
Well, no, this moves around, and it's about this big, and it's like taking a baby's bed and putting it on wheels, so you can push it around from place to place. And like, you might go out walking and take the baby, and you might want to show off the baby, and so you take the baby in what?
Carriage.
Okay. And let's see. If instead of going straight across somewhere or around, if I go across this way, instead of going like, if I'm here, and instead of going this way, I go like that, what would you call that?
Diagonal.
Okay. And if I've got one house here and another house here, you might say that those houses are what from each other? They're not straight across from each other, because if they were, okay. That's all the questions that I have, but I'd like for you to talk to me a few minutes and tell me something about what it was like when you were teaching school, if you will. Tell me about some of the experiences that you have, because I teach school, and I know what it's like now, but I'd really like to know what it was like when you were teaching school, if you'd tell me about that.
Do you want me to tell you about the little country school?
If you would.
And I had all the grades from the beginners up to the seventh, and some of them wouldn't have but two or three pupils in the grade. But they were good children, and I enjoyed teaching them.
And did you have all the responsibilities yourself? Were you responsible for all of it?
All of it.
Oh.
No one, except the county school superintendent. They came around about once or twice a year. But they only had 5 months school then, and the parents would pay for extra school in the summer. The children mm-hmm. had to stop and work.
Okay. And
then when I taught here, a little different, I had two grades. Mm. And the sixth and seventh. I think that's one of the hardest ages, especially the seventh grade.
I had eighth graders at the beginning of this year, and they do not sit still.
No.
They just do not.
They're just hard to manage.
Yes, ma'am.
A good many of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were mentioning earlier this sesquicentennial celebration that you all had last year. Could you tell me something about that they had in Dooley County?
I can't tell you much because I left. My daughter Greensboro came and took me to Greensboro, but I did see the parade, the governor and other notables went, passed along in front of my house, and I didn't go to the, what did they call it? party, I reckon I had. Anyway, they served old-fashioned ice cream to the people at Rosewood. And I didn't feel old enough to go to the old ladies' party.
I don't think you are old enough to go to the old ladies' party.
That was the day I left, but I wasn't going anyway.
I don't blame you at all. Well, we really appreciate you giving us your time and talking to us. We really do.
I wish I could have.